Now, in other countries around the world, including right here in the U.S., there are people who are abandoning Yahoo and Google and turning to other search engines, ones that provide results that meet their religious standards. Habiba Noshin reports.
If you like what the internet has to offer, but are concerned that your web searches may lead you to content that's offensive to your religious beliefs, there's a solution for that. You can now use one of several search engines that cater to religious users. Shea Hoodman runs SeekFind.org, the Colorado-based organization, says its searches only return results from websites that are consistent with the message of the Bible.
With the purpose of SeekFind being to promote what we believe to be biblical truth, we can't include a site that we believe does not do that.
Hoodman says a search on his site wouldn't turn up pornography. If you search gay marriage, you would get results that argue against gay marriage. And if you type in Democratic Party, your first search result is a site on Marxism. But SeekFind isn't the only search engine carving a niche market among religious internet users. There's also Jugal.com for Jews and I'mHalal.com, a Muslim search engine that started in the Netherlands. Hussein bin Yunus is a 44-year-old Muslim man from New Zealand. He found out about I'mHalal.com about 8 months ago, and now he says he's a fan.
I do use it at home and at work and everywhere.
Bin Yunus says the search engine offered him content that he can trust would be appropriate for him as a practicing Muslim. And he's much more comfortable allowing his teenage son to use the internet. For example, a search for sex on I'm Halal would return results giving the Islamic view on sexuality. But there are glitches. Sometimes it's too restrictive. A search for sexuality returned no results on I'm Halal. Reza Sharda says it's a work in progress. The 21-year-old says he got the idea for I'm Halal about a year ago after finding that for some in the Muslim community, the internet was effectively off limits.
People were avoiding the internet because they were afraid they or their children would bump into explicit content. It's a shame.
Currently, Sharda says, the biggest number of users come from Pakistan. But surprisingly, he says, the second biggest group comes from the United States. Websites like these are bringing in new users to the web, says Michael Gerdenberg, a partner at the Altimeter Group, a technology research firm.
You have an emerging generation, an emerging culture that wants to take advantage of technology, that wants to take advantage of search engines and the things that they provide, but at the same point be true to their heritage as well and not stray from their belief system.
But not everyone has been supportive of the idea. Some people call it censorship. Shea Hoodman of SeekFind disagrees.
I would more describe it as selective inclusion.
Some who oppose such search engines argue that allowing people to only access material that they already agree with will lead to an intolerant society. But technology analyst Gerdenberg says he doesn't see it that way.
It's no more censorship than if I find something on television that I find offensive to me and I change the channel.
I'm Halal says within the first year since its launch, it's already getting 10 million users a month. And with that kind of traffic, these search engines are likely here to stay. For NPR News, I'm Habiba Nosheen.